What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Communities everywhere. That's what we do. Uplifting and positive news on a Monday, on your Labor Day Monday. We also do it on Wednesdays. Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. That's what I'm talking about. Tim, how are you feeling today?
I am doing good. I got my run in this morning, had some coffee. I'm up and I'm ready to go.
How long was the run?
Just 4 miles. My bad. I gotta lose that just part whenever I talk about miles.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, I still think it's funny, though.
I feel like anybody that doesn't run, they always laugh when I say that, or they emphasize the just part. And for some of my runners, some of my running friends are putting in like 70-mile weeks right now, and it's just ridiculous. So for me, it's like just 4 miles is literally just 4 miles. For them, it's like, yeah, I got in, 15-mile run this morning before 6 a.m.
Wow, yeah, pretty much you broke that down perfectly. So usually at this point we talk about t-shirts, but I wanted to talk about something else today. Well, two things really. One, I just figured out like last night that we can go on our Facebook page and see how many people have liked it. You can see on the side, but we can see who actually liked it. So I was going through there, and there's a large people that have liked our Facebook page, which is over 600 people have liked our Facebook page, by the way. They don't know me or you or Super Producer JoJo or Batman, who is our, I guess, sponsor. And I just want to say thank you. Absolutely amazing. That's a lot of people, man. A lot of positivity. Just that's what we want, I guess.
For sure.
Also, like, last week was the whole Hurricane Harvey thing. So today we have, like, a lot of positive news stories. A lot of positive news stories. And Hurricane Harvey was a very, very bad thing. The consequences are going to last for a long time. But this is the positive truth. And so we're going to focus on the uplifting and positive things. And since we have, like, I feel like 85 positive news stories about Hurricane Harvey. Tim, do you want to just do a speed round where we just talk about each of them for like 30 seconds?
I'm with that, man. Let's just knock them out of the park. Because, again, Hurricane Harvey was a negative situation for a lot of people in South Texas. And there's so many positive news stories that came out of it. We definitely just got to knock as many out as we can right now, for sure.
Okay. The first ever speed round, because we have so many positive news stories, because if we talk about each of them, we'll be here for 2 hours.
Touche. So, JP, since I know you got most of them, go ahead and knock out a few, and then I'll jump in and knock out some that I have.
Okay, well, I mean, the first positive news story is not, it's just, I think it's amazing that if you, like, go and just watch, like, if you see the pictures, it looks devastating, but there are just people helping each other constantly in every single picture you see, especially if it's up close. I just think that's wonderful and amazing. That's just like the first positive news story. It's just like people coming together. Like there was the guy, he was an elderly dude, he was trapped in his car, and people saw it and they just started lining up, like grabbing each other's hands, and they ended up saving the dude. The water was literally like it was a highway, and they had to swim on a certain part of the highway with so much water. Like, that's amazing, right? People coming together in times of need. Go, Tim.
For sure, man. And speaking about that, like, Gallery Furniture actually decided to open up their stores. It's a furniture store in Houston, and they decided this over the weekend, if anybody that needs a place to shower, clean beds, restrooms. For anyone in need, you're more than welcome to come in our store. So they turned their furniture store, which they sell this furniture, into basically a campground for anybody that needed, which we've all seen the videos, we've all seen the news, we've seen all the pictures on social media. We know what's going on in Houston, in the Houston area. So the fact that they decided to open up their stores and was like, you know what, I know this is a business, I know we make money off of this, but people are in need right now, let's do this, I thought was super positive and super inspiring, man.
Absolutely. Speaking of social media, did you see the social media of the person driving down the highway? And like everyone on the right was like a truck and a boat because they were trying to get into Houston to help. Did you see that?
I didn't. That sounds like amazing though.
Yeah, so it's like a highway to Houston. Of course, no one's on the highway, right? Because no one's trying to go into Houston except like military personnel, National Guard. And just trucks with boats. There was so much water down there. It's like, we just got to get down there to help. And I just think it's awesome, man. Just people like, oh, they need help. I have a boat. We should go get in our boat and go help save people.
Yo, that's, man, that reminds me of a story in Florida that I actually read over the weekend. Somebody posted to I cannot think of what website it was. But they posted to a website. Basically, hey, I'm going to be donating $15 an hour for those that want to drive to Texas with me to go help out. And it was like over 50 people signed up for it, man.
Speaking of that, I retweeted it on our Twitter feed. So TPT_podcast. Go follow that, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a picture going around Twitter on like Friday. And it was like this massive line of people. It's like, what do you think this is? It's like, these aren't people waiting for food. These aren't people waiting for shelter. These are people in line to volunteer.
Man, this is all the positivity coming out of this is amazing.
Absolutely.
Man. And speaking of that, man, too, I know a lot of people saw this, which I saw and I had to like really stop and look, but there's like so much more to follow up on. But Kevin Hart on his Instagram, man, he like basically challenged a bunch of celebrities to donate. I mean, I believe he started off by donating $10,000. Then he challenged The Rock, Beyonce, Chris Rock, Jay-Z, David Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, Steve Harvey, and even more celebrities to donate money. And these celebrities accepted the challenge. Some of them even made videos like, Kevin Hart, we see you, we accept your challenge, we'll donate. I think The Rock donated $25,000, Sandra Bullock donated $1 million, the Kardashian family donated like $500,000 to the Red Cross and Salvation Army. These celebrities accepted the challenge that Kevin Hart put out for them, and I thought it was amazing because a lot of the times we see these celebrities kind of sticking to themselves when stuff like this happens, and in this day and age, especially in this time, that there's so much negativity out there on mainstream media, and we see stuff like this, we have to talk about it. We have to shine that light on that because this is a super positive moment.
Absolutely. Did you say Sandra Bullock? I don't know who that is, but apparently she was one of the people that accepted the challenge.
Yo, Sandra Bullock, man, she's an actress, man. She's one of the best actresses of our time, for sure.
Well, good on her for donating $1 million. And you know I'm an NBA fan, so the Houston Rockets owner is Leslie Alexander. He donated $10 million. So, yeah.
Yo, somebody else donated $10 million, too.
Who?
J.J. Watt. You know why he donated $10 million? His reasoning was, it was one of the challenges by Kevin Hart, from what I understand. But he said he wanted to donate $10 million because everything is bigger in Texas.
Nice. Hold up. I never actually saw the Kevin Hart challenge. I saw like people responding to it. What was his actual, what did he say? What was the actual challenge? Because I feel like most people can't donate $1 million. What was the actual challenge?
He just called it the Hurricane Harvey Relief Challenge. He just made a short video of him like speaking, you know, with this tragedy that's happening, you know. I'm challenging all of my celebrity friends, the Houston Rockets basketball team, Beyonce again, like all those names that I named, plus some extra. He tagged them in the video and people just started responding. I know Chris Brown responded, DJ Khaled responded, T.I. responded. I mean, the list just goes on. And this was 4 days ago when he did this challenge. I know they've raised a huge amount of money. I'm actually going to find that while we're talking about these stories because I know throughout the challenge, he actually, I think, had a GoFundMe or something, and it had like the total of what a lot of people did donate. Of course, you know, some celebrities like the Kardashian family and maybe J.J. Watt, they donated to the Salvation Army directly or the Red Cross directly. But it's amazing to see all these celebrities come together for a positive cause.
Absolutely. While you're looking that up, so we did a positive news story, or I did a positive news story a couple of weeks ago about Shay Serrano, the little author that raised like $5,000 in an hour for San Antonio LGBT youth that were homeless. Well, he actually lives in Houston, right? So right. He got out, but it's like his whole, like everyone he knew, his house, everything got devastated. So he was driving back in on Friday and he says, I want to donate money the second I get there. Let's start up a donation thing. Everyone donate to one of these two places and I'll donate it when I get back in Houston. And he called it the FOH Army, the F Off Harvey Army. It's like, so if you're part of the FOH Army, come donate. This dude raised $100,000 in 4.5 hours on Twitter and ended up getting to $127,000 by the next day.
Man.
Right?
The positivity is so real. I'm loving this. Like, I love the fact that everybody's coming together. You can tell they're not even thinking about it. It's just, boom, this is happening.
Yeah, man. So that's, like, absolutely amazing. While you were looking that up.
Yeah, for sure. I know you got quite a few, JP, so keep it going because I think I'm almost found it.
Oh, you're good. You're good. So we did the positive news story on Wednesday or Monday. At this point, I can't remember too many positive news stories about Harvey, about the beer company that will start bottling up water and sending it to Harvey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar Blues is doing that as well. I think that's awesome. There's a story of a dog named Rocket. It was a Sacramento shelter dog that was supposed to be, you know, killed because it was too much, not enough room in the shelter. He was saved, and then there's a story of him, like, going around and helping save people in Houston. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty dope.
Keeping it going. There's this story of the Mexican bakers who, like, they're trapped in their bakery, and they made, like, 2,000 kilos of flour and just baked it day and night, and they're just donating it to people in need. People that are, like, homeless at the moment and are seeking shelter. That's pretty cool. That's pretty wonderful. Like, we're trapped at work while this hurricane's going on around us, but we're okay. So we should make food and give it away. 2,000, like, kilograms of flour baked. That's pretty awesome. It was just 4 people in Houston. That's pretty cool. There's a video going around of Spider-Man visiting Hurricane Harvey victims at a Houston shelter to cheer up children. We like superheroes, Tim.
I definitely love superheroes, man.
That's pretty cool. And I mean, lastly, just talk about bringing people together. Like, the Houston area mosques were some of the first places to open up their doors. Like, hey, come stay here for refugee and just shelter. And like every like mosque was like one of the first places to fill up. There was some of the first responders to help out people in the Houston area. That's awesome. Tim, I feel like we're still forgetting Hurricane Harvey stories, but what do you
got? Yeah, no, we definitely are, man. I definitely didn't find the total, but I did find a list of celebrities that donated and how much they donated, which is pretty awesome. So I'm going to run through it really quick just to show you guys that these people actually are coming together. With Kevin Hart donating $50,000, Gen Z Ackles, $50,000. He's from that show Supernatural on the CW, if you guys don't know. Sandra Bullock donated $1 million. Rachel Ray donated $1 million. J.J. Watt, again, we know with the $10 million. Beyonce, she donated over $1 million. The Kardashian family, again, over $500,000. The Rock, $25,000. DJ Khaled, $25,000. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez donated $50,000. Nicki Minaj, $25,000. T.I., $25,000. Chris Brown, $100,000. Jack Antonoff, $10,000. Ruby Rose donated $10,000. Drake donated over $1 million. Lady Antebellum donated over $25,000. Cher donated $100,000. Chris Young donated $100,000. Ellen DeGeneres, 50,000, and the list goes on. Even George Bush and Laura Bush donated some money. I mean, it went down the line. It's awesome to see how everybody's coming together, man.
Speaking of which, Donald Trump donated $1 million out of his personal fund. Good job, Donald. Good job.
That's what's up, man. That's some positive news from him, for sure. I know our listeners can appreciate that. Some positivity coming out that dude.
And, yeah. I think we're done with the speed round. We are 15 minutes in and we just did nothing but Hurricane Harvey stories. And we still have more positivity to go.
Man, you ain't lying.
So yeah, I still have like 6 more positive news stories, Tim. How many do you have?
I basically have one left that was, it's another Hurricane Harvey story. It's about that Houston doctor that went through flood waters to perform surgery, man. You know, I mean, it's all Hurricane Harvey stories. It's an amazing story, but this dude, this teenager needed to have surgery the next morning or he was going to be affected for the rest of his life. He had a testicular torsion. I can't read. I'm terrible right now. And he needed immediate attention. So this doctor did what he could. He jumped in his car and headed toward Clear Lake Regional Medical Center. And even though his home was in Dickinson and it was being flooded, he still went out to try to help this kid. I mean, he could only go so far before, you know, the waters were too high for him to drive. But, you know, good luck. A good thing was that there was a fire department and they had a boat and they took this man as far as he could go. And then he ended up having to walk a mile in waist-high water just to get to the hospital in order to give this guy surgery that he needed. I mean, that just shows you, like, the dedication that this man had to make sure that this kid wasn't affected for the rest of his life. I just thought it was another awesome story.
Yeah, man. I feel like Houston is waist-high water for a while.
Yeah, I believe that.
Those pictures of, like, the highways just being gone.
It's like, I can't even, like, I know we see it on videos, but, like, I can't even fathom it. Like, how would that even look in reality? It's just so sketchy, so scary.
Absolutely. But, you know, everyone's coming together. We're going to persevere and come out even better.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what we do. That's our positive truth, first ever speed round on just one issue. I kind of feel like we should just save the rest of these for another episode and just keep with the speed round.
I'm with that. Let's hear everybody's feedback on our speed round as well, too. If you guys could hit us up on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, at our email at thepositivetruthgmail.com. You can hit us up on iTunes, leave a 5-star review. We'll get you a free t-shirt, tú sabes. Also on Instagram at The Positive Truth, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Tú sabes. I like that, Tim. Yeah, absolutely. Just send us an email. Like, we appreciate that people are enjoying this podcast. I think that was what I wanted to say at the beginning. And it's just kind of crazy for us. Me and Tim don't make any money off this. Super producer JoJo doesn't make much money off this. Batman doesn't make any money off this. This is the four people that go into this podcast. We have some big things coming. Eventually, me and Tim are going to get better mics for this, you know, for the Monday, Wednesday episodes. It's just, I'm a little worn down with school. Tim's trying to run 1,000,000 miles a day while coaching, while working another job. We have, hopefully, a website coming. We're trying to get better, but hopefully this uplifting and positive news is just helping make the world a better place. And yeah, that's why we do it. So we appreciate all the support. We're not going anywhere. It's only going to get better. First ever speed round. I'll make sure to put it in the title. Tim, I'm stalling. Have you found a quote?
Yo, I love how we're working so well together because I'm literally like one click away from finding this quote.
I was stalling, but I was serious about all those things.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. And since my computer is like frozen up, I do not have a quote. I definitely was looking, though. pretty much, guys, while you guys are out there, I know you guys are hearing about a lot of Hurricane Harvey stories, especially by us on social media. I know it's taking over all over the place, but do whatever you can to help. There's so much you guys can do. You guys can donate to so many different places. Do your research before you donate. You definitely don't want to donate to somebody where the money's not going to the people that are in need. So since we don't have a positive quote, I just thought I'd give out a little bit of positive advice.
Oh, I'll find one. I got you.
For sure, JP, man. He's got that because my computer's definitely frozen up on me right now.
Your computer? Man. How, like...
What's like, I'm your right.
computer, Tim?
I have no idea, man. Like, I definitely need to, like, sweep it for viruses and stuff. I have no idea what's going on with life right now.
What was your sister doing on her computer before she gave it to you?
That's the truth, right? What we all like to know.
That should be the positive quote. Tammy, what were you doing on the computer before you gave it to Tim? Like, what's up with this?
Hashtag stay positive. Yo, I'm like, my computer is still frozen. It's like halfway loaded. This is terrible.
Okay, well, the positive quote is thinking is, well, that's not actually a positive quote. Okay, here's a great one. A journey is best measured in friends rather than in miles. Tim Khalil. Yeah. So turn your minutes into moments, and we'll be back on Wednesday with the positive news stories we didn't talk about today. Yeah. We
out. Stay positive.